Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I am so honored today because I have two powerhouse women with me, and that is Mayan and Gal, and they are sisters and founders of Smoothie Tea, a service-based business devoted to support and guide women living abroad to bloom, thrive, and improve their lives. For almost 10 years, they wanted to start a business together and to positively impact the world. And finally, a little over a year ago, they decided to go for it and join the fastest growing knowledge industry. They believe that the good in people, sharing good vibes, and making people smile, that's what got them into business together. And that's what drives them to wake up every morning, deal with the ongoing challenges of new business development so they can continue to impact and inspire others to live their best lives abroad. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love just sisters and the impact that you are making in this world. And I love that you got into business together. So please take us through the journey of how you decided, okay, this is it. It's time to work together and create such a beautiful thing that you have.
Actually, you know, it took us some time to get there. We wanted to do that for so many years because, you know, we're sisters, we love each other, we love working together, we feel like we complete each other, but it took us so long to get to the point where we actually could, you know, felt that now is the time to do that.
Yes, now we can combine our knowledges and our experiences and do something together because we've done a lot of things separately before. And like, I don't know if COVID had to happen for us to like, everything got so shaken that we needed to, okay, it was a good opportunity to bring everything together and to finally go for it.
Yeah. Because we each had her own business, we're business owners separately. Then when COVID came, we each lost our business pretty much. And when we had to reinvent ourselves again, then we decided it's time for us to combine
we always say in what we do that we believe that we need to be able to look at challenges as opportunities. And as Mayan just said, we both were business owners before each one of us had another business before this one. And they got badly affected by COVID, and it's a big challenge. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs have dealt with it over the past couple of years. And we saw it was a huge challenge, but we decided to see it as an opportunity. So we sat together and we're like, okay, maybe this is life telling us,
go for it
together. And so we sat down and we said, okay, but what is it? What is it that we want to do? What is the knowledge that we have? And how do we even want to do it? Yeah. And that's where like our mind went to this direction.
We actually tried before, like five years ago when I got my second child, you know, and we tried doing something together, but it wasn't the right time. Obviously. And we tried and it didn't work, but right now we said we're going all in this and focusing all our energy and time on this business together. And yeah, so now it's working.
I really appreciate that. And I think too, it's a lot of times there's life happens and it's not the right time previously, but now like all the experience you have from both owning your own businesses previously and joining forces to really bring such an amazing business. When I first heard about it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is an amazing service. So can you touch on how it really evolved in the last year and a half that you've been really working and creating such a great service, but for people to understand it a little bit more?
I think the most important thing that we've done is to niche down our business, because when we started, we'll be very honest with you, we were like, okay, what is it that we want to do? We want to make people feel better about themselves. Who mm-hmm. wants to feel better? Well, everyone.
True.
And we somewhere started over there. We said, okay, it's easier for us to talk to women because it's a different language and stuff, but let's talk to women. And like really very honest right now, I'll tell you that we just said, well, everyone is okay, but don't you just want to be more than okay? Like, just feel a bit. So that's where we started. We're like, okay, we have this knowledge. We have this experience. Let's help women out there all over the world to just feel a little bit better than just okay.
Yeah. And if we are being honest here, we both have, you know, been facing challenges personally in our lives, and our lives were okay, but we both wanted more than that, and we faced challenges and tried many, many things, and we went both to life coaches, and we've gone to personal development, and we improve our own lives. Then we said, okay, we've done it, we want to help others do it as well. And this is how we started.
That's how we started. But I think as an entrepreneur, we understand that it's a journey and it's a growth thing that you need to go through. So we kept on thinking and kept on questioning ourselves. What is it that we're doing? And what is it really different about us? What is our unique proposition? And
who can we approach that we know best, that we have something very unique to offer? And, you know,
and that's how
yeah, and how we can take the hardest moment that we have and help others and impact others in those moments. And that's how we got to.
So that's how we started to niche it down. So it moved from women to women living abroad, and then from women living abroad feeling okay, wanting to be a little bit more, to women living abroad who needs emotional support, who needs guidance, who wants to work on their mind. And like we kept on narrowing down because we understand now what we couldn't understand a year and a half ago when we started talking about it, that when you talk to everyone, you talk to no one. And we had to go through this journey. We had to go every single step of the way to understand that we need to narrow it down, need to make it more specific and more personalized to our clients. And that's how our offer got better. Our services got better.
I believe it. And that's the beauty of it too, of understanding where, like in the beginning, it is like if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. And it's really being able to niche down of what is going to really elevate your business, but also help people and have that particular way of going about it. And I think that's so important. So I'm curious, even with your other businesses that you both had, what are some roadblocks that you faced as entrepreneurs that maybe somebody listening could learn a lesson from your experiences as well?
Wow, so many things. But I think we realize the more we, you know, we're going on with our business, that the more we are ourselves in the business, the more the business gets better. Because when you start a business, you don't know what you do. Okay. So you're trying to learn from others, whether it's from paid courses or you go to a business coach or you look at others and say, hey, they're successful, that I want to do that, I'm going to do what they're doing, there must be a way of success. And you're taking pieces of advices, trying to do things, but it's not yours and it's not you, and your business is not theirs and you are not them. And we always said our first step is not compared, shouldn't be compared to somebody 100 step. So the more we realize that, okay, we can learn from others, but we have to make it our own, and we have to make it fit our values, our strength, who we really are and who we feel comfortable being, then on only then it works for us. Because we're doing business, you know, our services is we're selling ourselves. We sell our knowledge, our own experience. And it's true for this business and it's true for the businesses that we had before.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one big thing that we had to learn, because we tried, you know, we tried. It's not copying others, but it's, you know,
modeling others
mm-hmm. people's steps. And you can get it inspired, and it's important to get inspired and to learn from others. You don't have to go through all the mistakes they did in order to learn, but you do. You have to go through it. It's fine.
And I think it's a big message to any entrepreneur out there to be like, okay, it's okay that you're learning how to do things. It's okay that you're learning the systems and how it has to work, but then make it your own. Because otherwise it's not working. And you know, the most amazing thing that we discovered is that this way, we actually don't have competitors. Mm-hmm. Because someone said to me yesterday, and I loved it. She said, like, we make the cake bigger. It's not that, like, you have my cake and your cake and we're all competing against each other. No, because if at any given moment, mm-hmm. each company is offering their best selves, and their unique self, mm-hmm. then even if we are in the same industry talking to the same people, we are offering different things. And if by definition we're offering different things, because it's our philosophy, because it's our values, because it's our way of doing things, mm-hmm. then we're not really competitors. And instead of competing against each other, we can collaborate, we can enrich, we mm-hmm. can inspire, we can empower, and we can make this, it's our vision of this world. We can make this world a better place by working together instead of against each other.
Yeah.
So, and there's so many entrepreneurs in this world, and so many, there's a place for everyone. Mm-hmm. So don't try to be anyone else, be yourself. Mm-hmm. Even when it's hard, even when, mm-hmm. And I can tell you that one of the challenges that we had is that whenever we go really our way, then we talk to someone and he's like, oh, but maybe you should do it like this. Why are you not?
I did it and it worked for me. Why won't you try it? Mm-hmm. So we try and, you know, it works, but not exactly. And we tried so many different things and we didn't feel comfortable, you know, not being ourselves. Mm-hmm. And some people do, no judgment here, and that's okay. But we didn't feel comfortable doing something exactly like someone else. Yeah. And so, yeah, so
that's our biggest lesson, I think.
By doing it our way.
No, I think too, it goes back to that originality of being our unique selves is so important. And a lot of people struggle with that because they're getting sources of information from so many different places, but it's trusting ourselves. And that's what I'm hearing from both of you, is really understanding that you do have the roadmap. It might not be clear right away, but like each step you've taken has been modeled based off of what makes sense to you. And like you both have been saying too, it's, there's enough room for everybody. There's an abundance and we all have something so unique, but allowing ourselves to shine in that light too. And knowing people are going to have great advice, but it might not be the advice we need in that moment. And it might help understand, okay, well, yeah, that was a great advice, but I'm going to do it this way. I'll try it. But then when it doesn't work out, it's recognizing too, it's nothing you're doing wrong. It's realizing, okay, we have something different that's going to shift it in the way we really want to grow this business. So yeah. I just wanted to highlight that because I think it's, you've both brought up great points.
And I'll add to that something that we mm-hmm. heard from Dean Graziosi, which we love and we follow mm-hmm. very much. He said, learn who to take advices from, because there are so many people out there and some people really care about us and really care about you listening to us. Like some people really mean good, but their advices might do the opposite of what you need. Because they're talking from their experience and from their pain and from their knowledge and from what they had to deal with, and it's not necessarily what you're going through. So his advice was listen to advices and take advices from people that you actually would like to change life with, mm-hmm. not from anyone. If you're wanting to take a business advice, take it from someone that you say, I would actually love to be in his shoes where he is in his business, and not from some, like,
and even then make it your own.
Yes.
Okay. We're not saying you should invent everything, you know, create your own concept from zero to, it's not that. It's, you can take advices, but make them fit your own needs, your own value, yourself. Be comfortable with the things that you learn and you take from someone else.
Yes. Well said. It's true, though. It really goes back to just the originality and knowing deep down inside what makes sense for you, trusting your gut, your instincts as well. And I'm sure both of you have really trusted your instincts with the businesses you've run before and this one too, of being able to recognize, okay, this feels right, or this is not the direction we want to go. And I think that's really to highlight that too. I think we all have the answers within. It's just sometimes we need them pulled out from somebody else, or having to go down a road that we're like, I don't really want to go down that road, and then switching gears. Yeah. But I'm curious, with all the experience you've had, especially within this business right now, outside of the previous ones, what has been one or two client success stories that you could share with us today of just what you are doing in this world?
So I think one of the biggest success that we had is with an amazing lady who arrived to us from an interesting way, because she's an expert in her own country, because we're talking with women living abroad, but she lived abroad so much that when she came back to her home country, or natural, where she's from, yeah, originally,
after 10 years,
she felt like a foreigner in her home, with wherever she was. And we started working with her on reconnecting to herself and feeling and building this resiliency again, and following who she is. And we always say,
and, you know, seeing the challenges that she faces as opportunities, you know, embracing that she's right now in this country and accepting it and seeing the beauty in this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, It was a journey.
And I think we always say that there is a fine line between fitting in and losing yourself. So what we literally worked with her on getting is to be so good with herself that even when you fit in, even when you compromise a bit because you're adjusting to wherever place you are,
yeah,
you can feel good about yourself wherever you are. And it's amazing to see how today she embraced a new lifestyle, and she's
opening her new business in this country, seeing the beauty in it. And I think that's amazing. Like, just seeing her is,
It's a big journey that we went through with her, and it feels like she's feeling good. And it's an ongoing journey. We've done the work with her a couple of months ago, but she's still coming every single week to talk we have this support group. We're going to talk maybe about it later. She's coming every single week to keep on talking with us, because it keeps her on track to make sure that, like, she's not losing all the things that we ever talked about.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm glad you do have that support group, and let's talk about it now. What does that look like?
Actually, it's a membership. So it's a monthly membership, and we have a session via Zoom every week. We each week give another topic and talk about it, let the women talk about it, share their own opinions. And we, of course, bring our own advices and tips. And the idea here is to give the women that are from all over the world, it's to give them a place, a safe place where they feel understood, because they're all dealing with similar challenges in their expat life. So giving them a safe place where they feel understood, where they can share their own experience, inspire other women as well, feel connected and feel empowered, because we really believe in this, you know, women helping each other just by sharing words, experiences, stories. We see, it's amazing to see, you know, sometimes we talk very little on those sessions. We let them talk and connect. And it's amazing how they support each other just by, hey, I feel that too. Oh my God, I'm so happy to hear that. I'm not alone. And yeah, those are amazing, you know, and mm-hmm. you don't have to do much to give someone mm-hmm. support, you know, just. Yeah.
So we created this platform for them after listening to a lot of women and listening to their needs and what is it that they want? Because let's face it, as coaches, as guiders, like people working in this industry, not everyone is wanting to put the work at every single time. Like some people just want to get the hug, get the place where they can be listened, heard, talk about different subjects. Right. And we created this platform for them. So we're meeting every single week mm-hmm. and we decided to contain every session around a specific topic. So they decide if they are coming or not based on the topic, but also it allows a conversation to be more interesting from our experience. When we started, it was like, let's just talk. And then the conversation would go like weird ways. So we contain it to a specific topic so that,
and it's all topics that are related to life abroad in a positive way, you know, self-care, self-love, boundaries. Yesterday we talked about summer self-care. The week before we talked about beliefs, all those topics that are, you know, to work on your mindset, but you don't have to really work hard for that.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And you're right. It is like being able to contain such a safe space too, of understanding different topics, things that are going on in the world, but also because it is the world, like you're dealing with abroad in so many aspects, but I'm sure it's so beautiful to come together and just hear other experiences and not feel so alone, because a lot of times I hear that as well. And I'm kind of hearing that too, that these women that you're working with might feel alone, but coming together, it's just that space that you've created that's very sacred. And I think it's so important that everyone has a community, because I think that's what it's about. It's having people come together and knowing that they are supported, heard, and seen, like you were saying as well.
And I think one of the things that we heard a lot from those women is mm-hmm. that each of them has their own community. Okay. They have their friends from back home. They have some new friends in the new country. They have their family. They have their partners, maybe, whatever. But all those people know them very much. So they are not always feeling they can share everything that they're going through with those people, because it comes with judgment, or it comes with, but I told you this is how you're going to feel. Or So it depends on who they're talking to. They are not feeling like, and they say everything to everyone, but when they come to this place where it's literally neutral, they don't know each other. Even those who are coming for several months every week, they know each other, but they still don't know each other. Like they're never going super deep into the roots of what did you had with your mom 10 years ago? And I told you, this is how it's going to end. Right. So they're coming to this place and they can talk really freely with this non-judgmental idea. And because this is our part of it, we keep it very positive, open-minded, accept that there are different ways of dealing with it, different experiences, and let everyone have this same fairness. Like everyone is here for the same reason. It makes the conversation very interesting and also allows them to understand that really they're not alone. Like a lot of women are dealing with a very similar situation as they are, even if they're feeling at this exact moment that no one can understand what I'm going through, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm curious, because I have to ask, being sisters working together, what has that been like?
Fun. To be honest, you know, we've known each other for like 33 years. I'm the oldest. And so we know each other so well that we know by now when the other one is going to lose it and we need to take a step back, and we know what makes the other one get angry or frustrated. And we're very honest with each other, and we communication is key here. Like whenever someone feels something,
we talk about it.
And if someone is, if one of us needs, you know, a break, it's okay. And if one of us says we should try this way, we trust each other. As we're in this together. We understand that we're in this together for the good and for the bad as well. So there are hard moments, obviously, because
we're two different people.
We have, you know, different beliefs and different values. We do share some of them. This is how we work.
but we learn, as I said before, like we understand that building a business is a learning curve. Like we need to learn and we need to grow. So we grow together. So fun thing, like we create online courses and online programs. I have my way of doing things and Mayana is her way of
different way.
And when we first, like the first program that we tried to create was a struggle. Like I was like, but why do you do it like this? And I want to do it like that. And
it was very frustrating.
It was very, very frustrating. Yeah. But because we have what Mayan just said, because we have an excellent communication skill between us and we care. I think that's we care about each other so much that we were willing to work it out, to make it happen, to make it work, that it suits us both. So we don't, we both feel comfortable with what we're doing and none of us feel like, okay, it's her or it's mine or like, so it's a great partnership. And I think that no matter as an entrepreneur, if you're working with your friend, with your family member, with any other like collaborator, be partners, real partners.
And you know, we got many advices at the beginning, don't mix business and family. But
it worked.
It wasn't for us. You know, it's an advice that wasn't good for us.
Yeah. Yes. And that goes back to what you said earlier too, because a lot of times I've heard that as well, just businesses I've done and like working with family, don't do it. Significant other, don't do it. But again, it goes back to trust your gut, trust what makes sense. And just even watching you two communicate on here, there's like this sixth sense that you have of just like knowing when the other one's about to stop and you begin. And I think it's just a testament to the beautiful relationship you have, but also being able to build a business on top of that, because a lot of times people do struggle when they are working with family. But I think it goes back to the communication factor, having very clear communication line open, so you know it's not about, oh well, they don't like my idea, or it's not personal, it's just what's best for the business, what's best for both of you and for everybody else around you as well. So I appreciate you bringing that into the conversation, because I think it's important.
Yes, it's very important.
So if you were to give 2 to 3 tips to entrepreneurs, whether in the beginning of their journey or in the midst of it, that you wish you would have known even starting your other businesses, what are 2 to 3 tips that you each would give? Or if they're similar, you can combine them.
Trying to think of the best one.
The best one I said would be trust yourself and trust your gut. You know a lot more than you think, and you're stronger much more than you believe you do. You just have to trust yourself and, you know, sometimes shut the thoughts that you have in your mind that are telling you you're wrong, this is wrong. Because you know deep inside that this is the way to go. Mm-hmm. So trust yourself and trust your gut and go with that would be, I think, number one advice.
I will say number two is look at what you do. Look at what is working. Mm-hmm. Focus on that. Put the light on that and not only on what is not working right now. Because there are things that are working. You might have not reach the place where you wanted, or you thought you could do it quicker, or you thought you could do it differently, or everyone told you that it should be done a certain way. But currently, whatever stage you are in your business, some things are working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing that. So put the light on that and celebrate those, because this will help you keep on moving. The other things will find their time and their place in your business.
Yes, those are fantastic tips. I think it just goes back to really understanding ourselves and what makes sense, but listen to what's being presented as well. See what's not being said as well.
Yeah.
These actions will show.
Yeah.
Of the success. Oh my gosh. I've been enjoying this conversation so much. You're both a breath of fresh air and I love the energy. We're going to jump into the rapid fire questions if you're ready for them.
Let's go.
Okay. What motivates you to work smarter?
To make it easier.
Yes.
I love that.
You agree.
I need to go fast.
Fair enough. If you were a superhero, what would be your power or powers?
I think a superhero, I would want to be able to talk to my future self. So I can always tell myself, like, you're on the right track. Keep on going. Yeah. But
that'd be a good one.
This would be my superhero. Yours?
I would want to have zero doubts. No doubts. Just trust. Go for it.
I like those. Those are good ones. I think those are very powerful. If you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be? So you guys can have eight if you would like.
Wow. Ooh, it's a big dinner. We love big dinner.
Unless you just have the same four, but if you have different
ones. Let's think of that. We would love to have Dean Graziosi. We love him.
Yeah, we love Dean.
We love Dean. Living.
And really appreciate it as well. I think it's very personal, but I think we both would want our grandfather to be here and
to join this dinner. Definitely.
Yeah. Who else? Oprah.
Of course.
Absolutely. Like, who wouldn't want her in here?
You know what? Lady Gaga. I think she fascinates me. Yeah. She has amazing, she's empowering and she has a beautiful soul. I would love to sit with her around the table.
Who else?
You know what? I would add our mom that is living, but I would want her to feel the energy from this dinner and to enjoy it and to have a great sense of it.
Yeah. Sounds a great dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a chef as well to cook for us.
Of course. That's good. No one had said that before.
Good chef.
A great chef. Who would it be?
I want the pâtisserie, the dessert, my lemon pie from Yann Couvreur. It's a French. I would love him to be there and bring us lemon.
She's more sweet, I'm more savory. That's I would prefer like a big, I don't know, maybe Italian chef.
I don't know the name, but a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have two chefs. The savory, the sweet, you know?
Yay. We
it's
have
to you.
And dessert, that's obvious.
Perfect combo. I love it. Well, that sounds like a very entertaining meal. I would love to join as well.
Yeah, you're invited.
Thank you. And what is the most daring thing you have done?
I'd say during COVID, change countries, relocate, both of us separately, and starting a new business in an industry that we didn't know. Trusting ourselves that it's gonna work.
Yeah, that is very daring. Because not everyone could do it, but you did. And look what you've created.
Yeah.
What is the phone app that you use the most?
Instagram.
By far.
I love it.
We learned so much on Instagram this past year, like
constantly changing, constantly have to learn new things.
They're changing all the time. You have to adapt all the time. So this is our business app.
It's a life of an entrepreneur, being on Instagram, if you think about it. What is the last book that you've read or listened to?
I'm reading currently both a novel that is, I don't know his English name. It's like The Smiles of Croissant. It's just a simple novel. And another one that is The Things You Could Do Only When You Slow Down. So yeah, those are more quotes and, you know, in the personal development world.
I love it.
You are reading?
I'm currently really reading Girl, Stop Apologizing. And it's a good one. I only started. I'm not a good reader, so it will take me like about a year to read a book. But
well, you started. That's all that matters.
I'm focusing on what is.
Be in the present. And what is your favorite way to spend your day off? If you're not working, you're not helping your clients, what do you both love to do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just this will be my ideal rest day. Do nothing.
Yeah, I go with that too. I think
it doesn't happen a lot.
And if it can be in a pool, even better for me. I love sun.
I don't, but it doesn't happen a lot. But when it does, it's like, for me, it's the perfect way to recharge myself, you know, just do nothing.
And I think we love and enjoy family time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So when we have big family, we do a lot of things together, no matter if it's doing nothing or just chatting or
nothing together is better.
Nothing together is better. Yeah.
Just the energy around you, you know?
Yes.
And what is something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
That you have to work really, really hard sometimes.
No,
just to learn the industry. Like what's going on there, because from outside it looks, ooh, there are so many coaches, are there, it must be so easy to do that and to launch your business, but actually it takes I'm correcting myself, it's not hard, but it takes time and work and sometimes a lot of it. Okay,
that's true. Can't argue that.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Anything else you would add?
On Instagram, it looks really easy.
Oh, yeah. It does. Because you're seeing the highlights. You're not seeing all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, because there is a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Would there be anything else you would add? No.
What people don't know about the industry?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's a not a one-fit-all approach.
Yeah.
Because it looks like everyone is doing the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not at all.
Because everyone's different. Just like what we've been talking about, that uniqueness of just being who you are, because no one is like you. You might have similarities, but no one is exactly like you and has exactly what you have to offer. So I just so appreciate both of you being on today. But where can people find you, hire you? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
So obviously Instagram.
We're there all the time. And we have our website where you can also download our free ebook, and then you will get our positivity through the email as well. And we have a podcast that we started about a month ago where it's literally us having coffee, chatting about life. So you can find us on Spotify podcasts, on Apple, YouTube, all the links are on our website. And and we have our membership, as we said before. We have our programs that we are having every single month. It's a different thing, but depending on the moment that you are in life, on your expat journey, we have some online courses, and we have exciting things that are gonna arrive very soon.
Oh, well, I look forward to seeing all of those as well. And I'm sure everyone listening too does. But thank you both for coming on, sharing your journey. You are both such beautiful souls, and I'm so honored to have you on today. So thank you for taking the time to just share everything, all your wisdom.
thank you for having us and, you know, giving us the chance to share what we believe in.
Yes.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from today? I'm sure both of these lovely ladies would love to see what you have to say, and we will see you on the next video.